Remain here, I told them. Do not move. Make no attempt to escape. At the first sign of disobedience or treachery, you will die. Great one, both of them said, and began pressing their faces into the gray dust and the sandy, rocky soil beneath. Great one. They've been taken to the mine, I told Ramirez. We go there. I turned to the other warden. Myers, they've surrendered. Don't take your eyes off of them for a second. If they twitch funny, kill them. Otherwise, leave them be. Right, he said. Let me get some of the trainees in here. I'll go with y'all. They're trainees, Ramirez said, his tone hard. You're the warden. Myers blinked at him, but then let out a gutsy exhalation and nodded. All right. Watch your ass, Los. Come on, I said to Ramirez, and the two of us ducked out of the ruins and ran for our tent. We recovered our gear from it, staves, Ramirez's silver sword and gray cape, my revolver and blasting rod and duster. Then I took off up the hill at the fastest pace I thought I could hold. Ramirez was built like an athlete, but he was more naturally inclined to sprints and bursts of strength. He probably lifted weights at the expense of doing as much running as I did. He was blowing pretty hard by the time we'd gotten halfway to the mine, and he was 50 yards behind me by the time I got there. My own lungs were tight and heaving. I could feel the beginnings of a good hard puking revving up in my belly, and my legs felt like someone had poured a gallon of isopropyl over them and ignited it, but there wasn't time to waste on recovering from the effort. The ghouls hadn't been there to take prisoners. This one might be smart enough to have kept the kids alive to use as hostages, but I'd never found ghouls to be particularly brilliant. And the one unwavering constant I'd observed among them was an inability to restrain their appetites for any length of time. I banged my staff hurriedly against the earth, calling up my will and reinforcing it with hellfire, a mystical source of energy Lashiel's presence gave me the ability to utilize. I was already tired enough from my clumsy fire spell earlier and all the running that I didn't have much choice but to draw on the brimstone-scented energy and hope for the best. The runes in my staff blazed into light, and with a little effort of will, I increased the effect until the smoldering scarlet glow spilled out in a wide circle around me. The entrance to the mine was choked with brush, low, and not 10 feet in, one of the supports had collapsed, all but closing the place off from the outside. I had to slide in sideways, and once I was in, the dim light from the entrance and the scarlet glow pouring from my staff were the only illumination. I hurried forward, knowing Ramirez would be coming soon, but not willing to wait for him. The air turned cold within a dozen strides, and my panting breaths formed into tiny clouds as they left my mouth. The tunnel widened and then sloped sharply downhill. I kept my left side against the wall, my right hand holding forth my staff, both to provide me enough light to see and to make sure I had the weapon ready to interpose itself between me and anything that should come slobbering out of the shadows. A tunnel opened on my left, and as I went by it, I heard a snarling hiss come drifting and echoing from far down its length. I turned and hurried down it, coming upon an old track built into the floor, where ore carts would have trundled back and forth, carrying out the ore from where it was brought up a shaft from lower in the mine. The sounds grew louder as I continued, a broader variety of the same snarling hisses, and maybe a very soft whimper. I probably should have been cagey at that point. I probably should have gone still, doused my light, and sneaked up to see what I could find out about things. I considered a nice, cautious recon for maybe a quarter of a second. Screw that. There were kids in danger. I went through the remains of a wooden partition at a full charge. The ghoul, wholly inhuman, and wearing the same sand-colored robes the others had been, had his back to me and was clawing at a section of rough tunnel wall with both hands. They were dark with his own blood, and a couple of his claws had broken. He was uttering snarls between desperate gasps, and Lashiel was evidently still on the job.
Betrayed, the ghoul snarled. Betrayed. Reckoning, oh yes. Balance of the scales. Let me in!
Everything slowed down. Thoughts burning through my mind at tremendous speed. I saw everything clearly. What was in front of me, what was in my peripheral vision, and everything seemed as bright and organized as a third grader's desk on the first day of school. The Trailman twins were fraternal, not identical. Terry, the brother, was a couple of inches shorter than his nominally younger sister, but he stuck so far out of his shirt and pants that he had seemed well on the way to reversing that situation. He'd never get to. His body was on the floor of the cave, his face covered in a mask of blood and torn flesh. The ghoul had ripped open his throat. He'd also gotten the femoral artery on Terry's thigh. The kid's mouth was open, and I could see the ghoul's disgusting blood clinging to Terry's teeth. His knuckles were ripped open, too. The kid had died fighting.